Defense Connect Online is Department of Defense Enterprise Collaboration Service that has over 800,000 users, and many of those users express an interest in having Defense Connect Online available via their mobile platforms. And so the first one that we went about was based on user feedback was the app that we did on Droid back in May, and the feedback from that has just been fantastic. We've had users on mobile platforms, all types of mobile platforms, tablets, Droid phones, mobile phones, and that type of thing, that have been able to access DCO sessions now when they're not in the office, whether they're at home, at the airport, you know, parked in a car, or any place, you know, that allows for easy use of a mobile device. And so we got feedback that they also want us to do that on Apple products and iOS, both for the iPad, iPod, and iPhone. And so we went about doing that, and as you know, just recently recently released that. So we've gotten initial very positive feedback from all of our Apple users out there.
And from what you know, how are people using the mobile version so far? Because I think DCO includes several capabilities, including video and audio and text chat. Are all those integrated into the mobile version? And which features are people relying on most when they go in via a mobile device?
Right. So when they go in via mobile device, they're normally using the web conferencing capability, which allows them to see slides, see information or material that's being briefed. And so that's what we've seen most of them using it for. The chat function that we have as part of Defense Connect Online, the Jabber chat that you use on a desktop, is not part of what we put on the mobile device. But once you're in a Connect room, you can chat with those folks that are inside the room. So we found that folks that want to do work, you know, outside their standard office workspace, folks that want to telework, that aren't using their government computers, whether it's contractors or anybody that holds a CAC card, more and more folks are using mobile devices, as I'm sure you're aware. And so allowing them to access Defense Connect Online from those other devices has, we believe, increased usage. And we've seen an increased usage over the last year, a dramatic increase in usage. So we're very happy with that. And again, we usually do these types of things based on customer feedback, and we do surveys once a quarter, and we're talking to our customers on a daily basis. And so based on that feedback, this was one of those things that we wanted to do. And like I said, the feedback's been overwhelmingly positive.
Do you have any sense for how big the existing user base out there is numerically?
800,000 registered users over, I think it's 806,000 and some users at this point in time. And that includes both Nipper and CipherNet. Now, as you can imagine, these mobile devices we're only using on NipperNet. But to give you an example of the amount of usage that we're having on Defense Connect Online, overall, last quarter, October, November, December, we had 150 million minutes of web conferencing, which if you do the multiplication, or in this case, I guess, division, that gets you to over 1,000 years of web conferencing in the last quarter. And that's 24/7/365. So it's being used. We're actually experiencing a tsunami of use. I mean, we have more and more folks using the system. We've exceeded the capacity on the current architecture that DISA has in place right now. We're working to get a new architecture in place, and DISA's working hard with us to get that done to basically keep up with the demand. We're having a very difficult time on that particular contract with DISA, keeping up with the demand because we have so many folks that are using it. And as you can imagine, with the current budget constraints, more and more folks are being restricted from travel and TDY, and more folks are using telework, and more folks are using Defense Connect Online.
That was exactly my next question. I know of at least a couple DoD conferences that have had to be canceled where they said, okay, we'll just do it on DCO. Do you know of a bunch of cases like that?
We absolutely do. The issue that we have right now, I guess it's kind of a good issue and it's kind of a bad issue at the same time, is we just have such an enormous demand on the system that there are periods of time where we have what's called denial of usage, where we've already reached the max capacity. So what we're trying to do, we're working with DISA right now to provide DCO cloud service to offload some of that demand and offload some of those meetings and some of those conferences. And we've done that on a couple cases, kind of pilot project type things. We're working with DISA as we speak. In fact, I was on a call earlier today with the DISA leadership to discuss the path forward to make sure the DCO cloud effort is headed in the right direction and has the sense of urgency that we all believe it needs to satisfy the demand that's out there.
Now, as far as mobile, I would have to assume that most of the users are using BYOD type devices, since there's a pretty low penetration so far in DoD of Android and iOS handhelds. How does that work? Because my understanding was that in order to get to DCO, even on the unclassified side, you had to sign in with a CAC card. Is there CAC integration on these apps?
So there's not CAC integration on these apps. There is username and password, which is another way to access DCO. So you can get into DCO with your CAC card. You have to have a CAC card to register and acquire an account.
Oh, I see.
But once you have an account, you can either get into the room via your CAC card, or you can get in via username and password. So the folks on the mobile devices are getting in via username and password. And that's important for the folks that are the hosts of each one of the conference rooms. If you're not a host, you can come in as a guest to those conference rooms, assuming that the host allows you in. So it's just like a conference room door, if you will. You're knocking at the door, and if the conference room person acknowledges that, yes, this is someone that I invited, they will let you in. If it's someone that they don't know or that they haven't invited, they don't let them in. So that same level of security in terms of entrance into a room applies what we have now on desktop with username and password and on the mobile devices.
Now, DISA obviously is doing quite a bit of work on building their own mobile infrastructure, including sort of an app ecosystem and an app store, or at least a federated app store. Is this going to live in that environment at some point, or are you basically on the public iTunes app store and the Android market?
So we're on the public iTunes app store, and we're also, as we talked about last May, on Google Play. We have talked with the program manager, John Hickey, from DISA, and we will be part of DISA's app store as well. And we're going through the process, and they're going through their processes of doing that. We, last year, you know, at the conference down in Tampa in May, they just rolled out, they being DISA, just rolled out the announcement of the emphasis they were putting on mobile devices. And General Hawkins, the director of DISA, and Rear Admiral Simpson, the vice director, were walking around with their mobile devices and tablets. And so on those tablets, they had, at that point in time, our DCO mobile app that we'd just done for the Droid devices. And they also had a chat function on there as well that they were able to use. So of the five apps that they had on their devices, two of those were associated with Defense Connect Online. So we're pretty proud of that. We think we've kind of blazed the trail. And what we've done, both on the Droid side and on the iOS side, have been separate from the current contract we have with DISA. We're pressing forward, leading forward, trying to stay in front of the user demand on this, so that when we do integrate with DISA, we've already gone far down that road to getting our user population access to the services that we currently provide.